Hi everyone. On the energy course, we had a conversation with someone about human design, and here's a question from a listener about it, so we can all take part in this. Here's what I'd like to know. A little while back, you mentioned human design, and it made me wonder how a system like that can fit with the understanding you talk about here. I would have thought trying to fit our experience into some system would only take us several steps further away from reality. But maybe I misconstrued what you were saying in the first place, or else there's something I'm not seeing that renders such systems helpful, even in this understanding. Is it possible you could enlarge upon this, please? I honestly don't know much about human design. I just know that it's a system drawing on different other systems, like Vedic philosophy and the I Ching, astrology as well. And it categorizes people into four energy types: manifestor, generator, projector, and reflector. But I think basically we can take the question as, is it useful to know more about the tendencies of the human body mind? And I would say absolutely yes, really. All information is useful. The confusion comes when it looks like there is a me somehow making this happen, isn't it? So I would say that this conversation completely transforms things like personality research or the whole of psychology, the entire understanding of the brain and mind. The moment it starts to be realized, there isn't a doer. There isn't a separate entity within me that is making thoughts happen, making beliefs happen, deciding behavior, deciding reactions, deciding approaches. When there is no doer, no chooser, no decider, that changes everything. And it doesn't change the fact that there will be tendencies and ways of behaving and traits, conditioned learning that influence the entire perception. Doesn't change that at all. It just brings all of that into a sane context in which behavior and psychology and personality tendencies can be studied without the confusion that there is someone making that happen, or that there's even someone that that applies to. And I do think there becomes more of a opening to the possibility that all ways of being, all tendencies, all personality, all behavior, all preferences can change according to the shifts in understanding that gave rise to them in the first place. Or the shifts in that understanding that is the origin of these things. Because the basis of understanding, the sort of deepest subconscious belief structure of what I am, what the world is, that's the foundation from which all perception, all reactions, all behavior is happening from. And when that subconscious basis is of fear and shame, lack, that then creates the experience of being, the experience of the world. creates what behavior makes sense. And this is why it's so interesting to look at behavior, look at reactions, look at emotions from moment to moment, because all of that is an external play out of what's going on inside. And then as that understanding shifts, as you know, if someone were to really deeply explore the concept of the doer, and really deeply explore where behavior comes from, and to really see that behavior is coming from what's learned, and there was no one in charge of learning was just happening. What happens to shame and blame from that clearer and clearer understanding? So shifts in shame, which is so fundamental to the idea of existential wrongness, when that shifts, reactions will be so different. In the whole personality system could be different because of those shifts in understanding. So I would say it's all useful information. I don't think any of it is set in stone. I think everything has potential to change radically as the subconscious platform of understanding changes. Yeah. So thank you, darling. Lots of love. Bye.